నారాయణ నమస్కృత్యా నరోంచైవం నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతి వ్యాసం యతో జయముదీరయత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవాయ భాగవత ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సో దిస్ మార్నింగ్ ది భాగవతం క్లాస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటు 2 చాప్టర్ 6 టెక్స్ట్ 34 నభారతి మింగా మిశో పరక్షతి నభై క్వచిన్ మే మనసో మిషాగతి నమేహి శిఖాని పత్యంత సత్పతి యన్మేహి దౌత్కాంత్యవతారితో హరి నభారతి మేంగా మిషోపలక్ష్యతే నభై క్వచిన్ మే మనసో మిషాగతి నమేహి శిఖాని పత్యంత సత్పతి యన్మీన్ హృదౌత్కాంత్యావతాద్రితో హరి నభారతి మేంగా మిషోపలక్ష్యతి నభై క్వచిన్మే మనసో మిషాగతి నమేహి శిఖాని పత్యంత సత్పతి యన్మీ హృదౌత్కాంత్యావతాద్రితో హరి హరి కృష్ణ. So, we're going to do word for word now. Hare Krishna. Na, never. Bharati, statements. Me, my. Anga, O Narad. Risha, untruth. Upalakshyate, prove to be. Na, never. Vai, certainly. Kwachit, at any time. Me, my. Manasa, of the mind. Mrisha, untruth. Gati, progress. Na, nor. Me, my. Hrishikani, senses. Patanti, degrades. Asatpathe, intemporary matter. Yat, because. Me, my. Prida, heart. Utkantiyavata, by great earnestness. Drita, caught hold of. Hari, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O Narad, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to have been false, nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma is the original speaker of Vedic wisdom to Narada, and Narada is a distributor of transcendental knowledge all over the world, through his various disciples like Vyasadeva and others. The followers of Vedic wisdom accept the statements of Brahmaji as gospel truth, and transcendental knowledge is thus being distributed all over the world by the process of disciplic succession from time immemorial since the beginning of creation. Lord Brahma is the perfect liberated living being within the material world, and any sincere student of transcendental knowledge must accept the words and statements of Brahmaji as infallible. The Vedic knowledge is infallible because it comes down directly from the Supreme Lord unto the heart of Brahma. And since he is the most perfect living being, Brahmaji is always correct to the letter. And this is because Lord Brahma is a great devotee of our Lord who has earnestly accepted the lotus feet of our Lord as the supreme truth. In the Brahma Samhita, which is compiled by Brahmaji, he repeats the aphorism, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, meaning, I am a worshipper of the original personality of Godhead Govinda, the primeval Lord. So whatever he says, whatever he thinks, and whatever he does normally in his mood are to be accepted as truth because of his very direct and very intimate connection with Govinda, the primeval Lord. Sri Govinda, who pleasingly accepts the loving transcendental service of his devotees, gives all protection to the words and actions of his devotees. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita 9:31, chapter 9, text 31, Kanteya Patijanihi, O son of Kunti, please declare it. The Lord asks Arjuna to declare it. And why? Because sometimes the declaration of Govinda himself may seem contradictory to mundane creatures, and the mundaner will never find any contradiction in the words of the Lord's devotees. The devotees are especially protected by the Lord so that they may remain infallible. Therefore, the process of devotional service always begins with the service of the devotee who appears in disciplic succession. The devotees are always liberated, but that does not mean that they are impersonal. The Lord is a person eternally, and the devotee of the Lord is also a person eternally. Because the devotee has his sense organs even at the liberated stage, he is therefore a person always. And because the devotee's service is accepted by the Lord in full reciprocation, the Lord is also a person in his complete spiritual embodiment. The devotee's senses, being engaged in the service of the Lord, never go astray under the attraction of false material enjoyment. The plans of the devotee never go in vain, and all this is due to the faithful attachment of the devotee for the service of the Lord. This is the standard of perfection and liberation. Anyone beginning from Brahmaji down to the human being is at once put on the path of liberation simply by his attachment in great earnestness for the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord. The Lord affirms this in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 14, text 26. Mam chayo vyabhichari na bhakti yoga na sevate sabunan samititi tan vamaguyaya kalpate. Anyone, therefore, who is earnestly serious in heart and soul about being in intimate touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the relationship of transcendental loving service will always be infallible in words and action. The reason is that the Supreme Lord is the absolute truth, and anything earnestly dovetailed with the absolute truth attains the same transcendental quality. On the other hand, any amount of mental speculation on the strength of material science and knowledge without any bona fide touch with the absolute truth is sure to be a mundane untruth and failure simply due to not being in touch with the absolute truth. Such godless, unfaithful words and actions, however materially enriched, are never to be trusted. That is the purport of this important verse. A grain of devotion is more valuable than tons of faithlessness. Oma Ginati Virandastya Gyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshu Omilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Vitapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Rugunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Krina Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vancha kalpat rubhyascha kripa sindhibhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivachari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschatyani Shatarini. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Vrachi Chaita Mahap. Aranda Nilamaya Vibrahaya Himadvi Nivacha Vishnaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the English translation again. Oh Narad, because I've caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, with great zeal, whatever I say has never proved to me to have been false. Nor is the progress of my mind ever deterred, nor are my senses ever degraded by temporary attachment to matter. This text, Hare Krishna, is very, very instructive. This is Lord Brahma speaking. Lord Brahma speaking about what has happened in his life based on the decision he made to be totally attached to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he tells his son Narada, because I have caught hold of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with great zeal, the first instruction by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction is the qualities of a devotee should be utsaha, enthusiasm. Zeal and enthusiasm are synonymous. It is pretty much the same meaning. So, Lord Brahma is saying, Narad, I have put myself at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with great enthusiasm. And so his focus is on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari. And because of that, Lord Hari, Krishna has blessed him with the property of his, Krishna's own property. And that property is whatever Lord Brahma says is the truth. It has not been proven false. Meaning that the Lord literally communicates and transmits transcendental knowledge to Lord Hari. So there is no mistake Lord Brahma. So there is no mistake in what Lord Brahma says. As a matter of fact, of the 12 Mahajans, Lord Brahma is one of them. Again, by the mercy and the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because he's so enthusiastic, his mind is always progressing in Krishna consciousness. He's never deterred the progress of the mind. Krishna consciousness, yes, is concentrating on Krishna, but Krishna is unlimited. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is also unlimited. And that's why Lord Brahma can make that statement that the progress of his mind, meaning that getting to know about Krishna is an ever-increasing situation, an ever-blissful situation, getting more and more and more blissful. So, Lord Brahma has taken the Krishna consciousness with great zeal. Lord Brahma's birth is actually quite unique too. Even when he came to the world, we'll talk about that a little bit later, in his bewilderment and how that was dealt with. So he also says, nor are my senses ever degraded. Well, the progress of his mind is never deterred. And if the progress of his mind is never deterred or slowed down, the mind controls the senses. So if the mind is in the right path, the senses will also follow. And the great thing about it is that even for our own lives, when our mind becomes Krishna conscious and stays Krishna conscious without deviating, then we want to use all our senses, the working senses, to serve the devotees, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to serve Guru. And it automatically becomes our priority. It just becomes our priority. But it becomes a priority only when the mind is sticking to Krishna consciousness and is totally convinced that there's nothing better than Krishna consciousness. Then the senses will easily do all service without any problem. So, Lord Brahma also says, my senses are never degraded by temporary attachment to matter. Very, very instructive lesson for us. Lord Brahma, who is the creator of the varieties in the material world, tells us that his senses are not attached to matter, even though one of his activities was involved with the material world. So that tells us the Lord Brahma is in the right state of mind, and so should we. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Brahma is the original speaker of the Vedic wisdom to Narada, because Krishna shared the Vedic wisdom to Lord Brahma first, and then he imparted it to Narada, and Narada went to Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva wrote it out. Vyasadeva dictated, and now we have the Vedas, and Narada even assisted Vyasadeva by hinting or by instructing him to, since he was a spiritual master, instructing him to write more about the glories of the Lord. Devotees that are now reading Krishna book and having commented, we know how much we are enjoying this. It's incredible. It is incredible. The gopis describing Krishna even coming home from tending to the cows, and it is just a show in itself. Very, very vivid description that the gopis are giving. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for 10th canto. It is so sweet to hear. So, Narada is a distributor of transcendental knowledge. He always, wherever he goes, even when he exacts punishment, like he did to Manigriva and Nalakubara, 100 years of the demigods, 36,000 hour years, but they be able to see Krishna face to face. A punishment with a wonderful, wonderful ending. They went back to the heavenly planet to just live out the rest of their lives and then go back to the spiritual world. Krishna blessed them that way. So wherever Narada goes, whatever the situation is that he handles, he actually blesses them. Even when he goes to see the demons, even if it means that Krishna will annihilate them, but when he annihilates them, he actually liberates them too. So even the demons gain from this. So Narada went to Vyasadeva to help him. It's very instructive to us too. Vyasadeva obeyed what Narada said to do. And therefore the full essence came. Srimad Bhagavatam, which we actually are now reading from and getting understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from. So, Narada, Srila Prabhupada is saying, Lord Brahma, Srila Prabhupada is saying, is a perfect liberated living being within the material world. It's perfect. He's perfect by his activities. He's perfect because he's connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic knowledge was spoken by Krishna himself unto the heart of Brahma. So there is no fault in that. And Brahma speaks it exactly as he has, gotten it, heard it. And so Brahma is also correct down to the letter. That's why our Sampradaya is also Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. We're getting the truth from Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma is a devotee of a Lord who has earnestly, sincerely accepted the lotus feet of a Lord as the absolute truth. And in fact, in his Brahma Samhita, he has compiled wonderful realizations, things that he has seen in vision and also realizations that he had. In Brahma Samhita, Samhita means compilation, the compilation of Lord Brahma. And at the end, he says, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. An aphorism. Aphorism is a saying, you know, and there are so many, many, many aphorisms in material life. You know, people just say so many things and they call it, you know, this is one aphorism, it's another aphorism. It's okay. It's a saying, you know. In my group, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj taught us an aphorism. We are blessed by the best. Blessed by the best. So we all say, well, we're blessed by the best. And we won't settle for anything less. Hmm? It's become a poetic thing that what he's actually saying. But, you know, this is a penny saved, it's a penny earned, like that. You know, these are all aphorisms. But, Lord Brahma's aphorism is completely connected to Krishna. Govinda. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. And it means I am a worshipper of the original personality of Godhead. Govinda, the primeval Lord. So, since he repeats that several times in his mind, he is completely convinced that service to the Lord is the most important thing, and therefore the Lord also uses him to preach everything in an infallible way. Whatever he says, whatever he thinks, all of that are accepted as truth because he's directly connected and very intimately connected with Govinda, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, so Brahma is the Lord's devotee. And as Srila Prabhupada is explaining, the statements that are made by the devotee about the Supreme Personality of Godhead are so important that even in the Bhagavad Gita, the situation on the battlefield of Kumshetra, that the Lord tells Arjuna, you declare it. Sometimes I say some things and I may change my mind at any time. Of course, Krishna can change his mind at any time because he's supreme controller. Everything is by supreme will. But if he means something that is going to happen the way that he wants it to, he wants his devotee to declare it. Kanteya patijanihi amed bhakta pranashati. My devotee will not. My devotee will not ever fall down and be passed out from material stuff. Once we are devoted to the Lord protects us. Of course, we have our free choice. So if we go into some sort of Maya suggestion and take away our devotion, we cannot blame Krishna for that. But we have to be connected to Krishna the whole time. And the devotee is so important to Krishna that the Lord wants us to serve his devotee even more so than serving him. So the process of devotional service begins with the service of the devotee who is in the disciplic succession. Therefore, the disciplic succession is extremely important to us. Not only do they teach us, but we also worship the Lord as practice, worship them as practice for worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Guru's position. The disciplic succession is the disciplic succession of Diksha Gurus and Shiksha Gurus, initiating Gurus and also instructing Gurus. This is what we have in our parampara, the disciplic succession. They are all worshipable. Because that's the way Krishna wants it. He wants us to worship his devotee, and worshiping him, the devotee, is so pleasing to the Lord. So we know the devotee is a person, so we connect with him, person, and therefore we also understand the person, that the Lord is also a person. We have to connect with him that way. And that takes impersonal ideas out of the way. That's why it's easier. To go by Srila Prabhupada's teachings, because he's a devotee of a Lord that's connected with him as a person. And the sense organs that we have should all be used. The more we use ours to serve Krishna, the happier we're going to be. There's no doubt about it. The more we do that, engage the senses in the service of a Lord, they never go astray. Because if we don't do that, then material enjoyment is the other option that's there. And that's what keeps us in the material world. So, Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 26. Mamchayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Sabunasavati tietan brahma vyaya kalpate. Very important statement. Mamchayo vyabhicharena. Avyabhicharena. So, a person who worships me, bhakti yogena, by devotional service, render service without failing though. Without failing. The Bhagavatam sometimes also say that there should be a hoituki and a pratyata in the service. We shouldn't want some sort of pay from it, and we should never stop doing it. Now, the nature of a service may change. Sometimes our physical body may require us to do service in a different way, depending on what's happened. But we should never stop. Srila Prabhupada never stopped serving until his last breath. When he was on his deathbed, he was still serving. He was still translating Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was being recorded. So he never gave up service. And that should be our mood. Bhakti yogena sevati. Rendering service. So that person transcends the modes of material nature. Sagunan samaititetan. And then they come to the level of Brahman. This is exactly where Lord Brahma is. Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. He becomes elevated to the Brahman platform. And now everything that is material is only dealt with as necessary. But no more. We don't get any kind of enjoyment. Try to get any kind of enjoyment from it, because then we have actually done this Param Disparnivartati. We have actually replaced the higher. We've taken on the higher. So we've replaced the lower by the higher. Material life with spiritual life. And now we become happy. And the things that are told to us then become nectar to us. This is how lectures become nectar. Then the pastimes become nectar. And just by hearing about it, then we become very happy. So the direct translation of this is one who engages in full devotional service. Unfailing in all circumstances. At once transcends the modes of material nature and comes to that level of Brahman. We transcend, but this is anyone that is engaged in full devotional service. Like Lord Brahma is saying, he's caught the feet of Lord Hari. And so he's been spiritualized in all respects. His mind, his senses, all engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this question, this was a reply really to Arjuna's question. What is the means of attaining transcendental position? What's the means? And Krishna says, engage in devotional service fully. Whatever the circumstances are, engage in the service anyway. Don't let any kind of reversal stop you. So that is instruction to us. We should not allow any kind of reversals, any kind of seemingly difficult circumstances to stop us from serving. And then, on that level, we will in fact feel very happy inside, because the Lord in the heart will actually crank up the happiness that comes with service, and then we realize whatever we do, whatever we hear, whatever we speak, it makes us very, very happy. We come to the level of Brahman. And then we're in the material world, but we're not so connected to things in the material world. As a matter of fact, we will feel sorry for those who are not taking the Krishna consciousness in the material world. Because it's sweet everywhere you turn, and every part of it is sweet. So, one should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. So, instead of putting the consciousness into that, we transfer it to Krishna's activities. Bhakti yoga, acting always for Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada explains it that way. He says that if you engage yourself in the service of Krishna, or even these plenary expansions, we have, you know, Shringadev, and all, serve all of them. So, When one does that, then even though the material nature sometimes becomes very difficult to overcome, because we're serving that, the mind is already in Krishna consciousness, then material nature can be overcome quite easily with the blessings and the help of the Supreme Personality of Godhood. So Lord Brahma is teaching us, and he compiled what's called the Brahma Samhita. So we'll talk a little bit about that, how it all, well, a good bit of how it started. We know that the Lord Brahma came from the lotus stem that came from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu's navel. So this is how Lord Brahma was born. Lord Brahma went back into the stem wanting to find out what was going on with his surroundings. But there was darkness in every direction. So he didn't know really what was going on. Goddess Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, she said to Lord Brahma, Brahma, O Brahma, take this mantra. And the mantra is Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Balabhaya Swaha. In the Gayatri Mantra is supposed to be said by those second initiates quietly and they don't share it, but Gayatri Mantra is 7 lines. And the first one, the 6th one, and the 7th one are actually preached about plainly. The others, no. But this one is the 6th one. Therefore, it's okay, it is also right in the Brahma Samhita description. So, in Brahma Samhita chapter 5, text 24, this says that the goddess Saraswati, who is the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, later on, she was given to Lord Brahma. But, I mean, that's after Lord Brahma got bewildered and went after his own daughter, and then she had to change subtle bodies and so on, and then right after the Krishna, or Vishnu gave to Lord Brahma, Goddess Saraswati. But initially, Goddess Saraswati was in fact the divine consort of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. So then she said to Brahma, he was seeing gloom in all directions. Brahma, chant this, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Balabhaya Swaha. Now at the end of Swaha, so Swaha is what normally you hear when the priest is doing some puja, especially in a marriage situation or in initiation situation, you put the ghee into the fire and you say Swaha, to an offering oblations. So the meaning of it is that I offer oblations to Sri Krishna, who's called Govinda, and who is the consort, the lover, I shouldn't say, not consort, but lover of the gopis. And that's the meaning. I offer oblations to Krishna, known as Govinda, and who is the lover of the gopis. And so, Goddess Saraswati told Lord Brahma, say this mantra, and your heart's desire will be fulfilled. So that was the advice given by Goddess Saraswati to Lord Brahma. He says, she could keep practicing this. Do spiritual association by means of this mantra, and all your desires will be fulfilled. Now, that was part of the Gayatri. And therefore, Lord Brahma was led to the Gayatri mantra through Goddess Saraswati that way. And so, Lord Brahma practiced this to serve Lord Govinda and Krishna. So, from that, for a long time, he kept doing that. And then realizations came. Then visions came. And he began to describe even what's in the spiritual world. Many, many times in other places in the Shastra, where Krishna is in the spiritual world, normally where is he then accepting service, is a divine lotus which consists of 1,000 petals. A lotus is always such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful flower. But this one is a big one. And it has 1,000 petals. and a million filaments. Millions of filaments. And this is in groupment of the transcendental land itself. And in the middle of the coil, there's a big throne, a divine throne, and that's where Krishna is seated. And he's very, very effulgent. And seeing him just gives transcendental bliss. And he plays on his flute there. So this is the vision that Lord Brahma is getting by chanting this mantra. And he also describes that he's worshipped by so many amorous, loving gopis, milkmaids. And their subjective portions, which means the gopis and those who serve the gopis, the manjaris. And even the external energy, which stays outside, even that provides service to the Lord. Now, some of this is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He's the one doing the purports for this. So sometimes it's a little bit on a different level, I should say, a higher level. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said that the Gayatri entered then the mouth of Lord Brahma. He was able to concentrate on it and speak about it. And of course it entered through his ear holes. And he has 8 of them because Lord Brahma has 4 heads and each head has 2 ears, as you know, 1 ear left. So then all of them, 8 ear holes, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj is describing. So Lord Brahma received the Gayatri. By the way, the Gayatri comes from the flute song of Lord Krishna. This is how it is generated. So this is now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj describing in its purport in Brahma Samhita. And that was how Lord Brahma attained his initiation. Like that. As we know, those who get second initiation, when you get first initiation in ISKCON is the Harinam mantra, chanting the Hare Krishna. Second initiation, the spiritual master whispers the Gayatri into your ear, and you repeat it. So when this was given, the Gayatri was given to Brahma, basically it was his initiation, or in our standard, second initiation directly. This is what, you know, we don't compare like that necessarily, but this is how, because Lord Brahma received the Gayatri mantra. So then, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, the sound of Krishna's flute is a transcendental, blissful sound, and it is, in fact, the source of the Vedas. The Vedas are present in it. You actually realize Vedas by hearing Krishna, the sound of Krishna's flute. So the sound, the music itself is at one level, but it conveys much more than music. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says that the Gayatri is a Vedic rhythm. So it has the meditation and the prayers, all of it in it. So as you're hearing Krishna's flute, it's not just the flute sound only, but it also carries these words. You say, how is that possible? Well, we are teeny human beings. What do we know? Be able to do like that. But Krishna, all things are possible. And so the 7th one, the very last one, is called the Kama Gayatri. That also connects with the devotees and also the transcendental Cupid. Kling Kama Devaya Vidmahi Pushpalaya Dimahi Tanno Nanga Pachodayat. So that was also given to Lord Brahma, which is in fact the Kama Gayatri, the last line. So today we talked about the 6th and 7th. Now the first one, so many songs have been made about it. I won't even bother with that. So many, many, many songs there you hear. They think, you know, Ombo, Bubaswa, and so on. So that's there. So 1, 6, and 7 are there. But 6th and 7th are the one that really, really, really woke up Lord Brahma from his darkness. And he saw visions of the spiritual world. And then he was also given the opportunity, what it is to do, to create the varieties in the material world. So then Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the whole ocean of truth, He started worshiping Krishna. And the worship of Krishna, after receiving his Gayatri, is what we know as Chintamani Prakarasatmasu Kalpa Viksha Laksha Vitesu Sarabhiya Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahata Sarasambrahma Sivyamanam. Then his aphorism, Govindam Adipurisham Tamaham Vajami, which means, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. He is the first progenitor who is tending the cows. So this is all his vision that he's seeing, the Surabhi cows in the spiritual world, yielding all desires in the abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by millions of, we call them desire trees or purpose trees, and is always served in reverence and affection by thousands of Lakshmis or gopis. So the Lakshmis are in the other Vaikuntha planets and the gopis are in Goloka Vrindavan. They're all serving the Supreme Personality. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura explains that Chintamani, it means transcendental gem. Now, very nice comparison he made, very instructive. Maya has built this mundane universe with the five material elements, and we know earth, water, fire, air, and ether. That is for the material world. Now, the chit potency of the Lord has built the spiritual world. So we have earth, water, fire, air, and ether as the atmosphere here and the land here in the material world. But the spiritual world is built with the transcendental gems, Chintamani. That is why it's so wonderful, the beautiful and effulgent. And the trees, they yield innumerable fruits. Each one yields innumerable fruits based on what you want. So, this is all divine love that makes it possible. And then the cows, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur calls them kamadhenus. They also yield fulfillment of desire. They give milk, but they give milk with so much love. I mean, they give oceans of milk. I mean, whatever amount that you want. So much so that sometimes, I don't know whether you know this, but there was, again, through my Guru, there was one meditation that he was mentioning that Krishna sometimes, he would play, he milks cows, just for fun. He milks cows. And sometimes he would play with anyone who's near him without a person, though he'd turn the udder of the cow and squirt the milk right into the eyes of the person and start laughing at him. So all of this, he's always playing, one way or the other. So much milk comes from Surabhi. So, Krishna is fun to be around. We are missing a lot, but here we are serving him as in the deity form. But he's really, really, really fun to be around. He's always playful in the spiritual world. So, there are so many. Laksha Sahasra Sata. That signifies endless numbers. Laks, Sahasra, Sata, Shata. And they're all, and then Sadara and Adipurush. So Sata means saturated with love, and Adipurush means who is the primeval Lord. So that is the explanation of his first one. And then he goes on, Venum Kwavantam Aravinde Dalat Taksham, Baba Hattansham Asitam Hudasundarangam, Kanda Pakuti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobam, Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Pajami. Which means, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is expert in playing on his flute, Venum, on his flute. There are different flutes though. Venum is a small one, a small flute. He has longer ones, so he has wooden bamboo type flute. This is Krishna, Govinda. And Goddess Amita describes different ones with gold and diamonds, which bedecked. Some of them are longer, some of them are really short. Some of them are like a foot and a half. Some of them are like really, really, really short. If it's 6 to maybe 9 inches one. And depending on what he wants to do, he takes different flutes and he plays them. He has different kinds of flutes. And the Gagas Amita describes 4 of them. I read it a long time ago, so I only remember 2. But he described 4 different kinds of flutes that Krishna plays. So Venum is one of them. This is a wooden one, short one. And he plays on this flute. And his eyes are like lotus petals. Lotus petals, sometimes when you use the word that it's used, lotus, it describes the extent of beauty. That's all. So, and of course his head is bedecked with a peacock's feather, and the beauty of Krishna is tinged with the, and is black with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness, the way he looks, just like Gopi described the other day when we were reading Krishna book, it charms millions and millions of cupids. So that is the translation of this one that we just read. Venum Kavantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the matchless beauty of Krishna. The Supreme Lord, he says, Lord Brahma is describing as best as he can what he has seen about the beauty of the Supreme Lord. And Lord Brahma saw this in ecstatic trance of pure devotion. So his connection with Krishna, catching the lotus feet of Krishna, made it possible for him to have all of this vision. Krishna is engaged upon playing his flute. Lord Brahma is so much connected that the other day we were talking about the transcendental marriage of Radha and Krishna, which took place in the spiritual world. Lord Brahma was invited to come to the spiritual world, to Goloka Vrindavan, to actually officiate the wedding. So this is how very much connected Lord Brahma is. And we already said that he is one of the Mahajans. So whatever he says is actually truth about Krishna. So Krishna's flute gives enchanting musical sounds. We also know now that the Gayatri comes from that. So, I mean, we can go on and on and on and on describing. I'm looking at the time. I'm going to end very soon. I'll just do one more. I had two more, but I'll just do one more of the Brahma Samhita. Alola Chandraka Lasat Vamana Hamalsha Vamshi Ratna Dangam Pranaya Keli Kalab Lasham Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindam Aripurisham Tamaham Bhajami. And this translation is, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, Govindam Aripurisham Tamaham Bhajami. His neck is has a garland of flowers beautified with the moon locket. There's a moon locket on there which looks like the moon, and his hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments. This is one of the flutes that's like that. And he always revels in pastimes of love, and he has the threefold bending form, very graceful, of Shyam Sundar. So again, this is Lord Brahma describing Krishna, another part of it. So we read the last one. Angani yasya sakalendra vitimanti pashanti panti kalayanti chiram jaganti. Ananda Chinmaya, very faithful, let me finish. Ananda Chinmaya sat ujjala vigahasya govindam adipurisham tamaham bhajami. Soon as I mentioned Ananda Chinmaya, Govinda Maharaj says forever. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Ananda, always saying that. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Ananda, bliss. Chit, truth. Full of bliss and truth. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The translation, full translation is, I worship Govinda, Govindam Aripurisham Tamaham Bhajami. Primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Now, Lord Brahma is describing Lord Krishna, Govinda's limbs. Each of his limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs. This is a very important point. And therefore, he eternally sees, maintains, and manifest the infinite universes, both spiritual and even the mundane one, which he does it through Vishnu. So, the point he makes here, Lord Brahma is making, is that each limb has all of the functions of the organs, all of the senses. He can get in touch with what he wants to through any of his limbs. To care for, he eternally sees. This is why when we offer a booger to the Lord, that he can look at it, he can smell, and it doesn't have to be from his eyes either. It can be doing from his legs or wherever, whichever, any one of his limbs. And still, he can take, essentially, that. And then he, by his mercy, he leaves the, you know, Mahaprasad for us. So the Lord is incredibly incredible. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mm-hmm. And Lord Brahma describes, and Lord Brahma was able to do that because he has caught the lotus feet of Krishna with enthusiasm, and he stays that way. So that is the key for us. Once we are willing to connect to the Lord, service to the Lord and enthusiasm, not breaking from it, then we will be at a level where we'll be blissed out every time we talk about Krishna. And this is a little bit that Lord Brahma has given us. And he's compiled Brahma Samhita based on his realizations from just hearing the Gayatri Mantra, meditating on it, and then becoming that way, fully, fully, fully connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chira Prabhupada ki jai. So, thank you for me going on about Lord Brahma, but there's a lot to learn from him. So devotees, if you want to make comments, please unmute yourself and ask questions, make comments, talk about realizations, whatever comes to mind. Hare Krishna. You can see my face, I just can't help just smiling and laughing. You know, it's so sweet. It just goes right to the heart. It goes right to the heart. Wonderful example that the Lord, you know, Lord Brahma has showed us. So be a staunch devotee. Go ahead, Alex. The stealing of the cows, the cows and the cowherd boys by Lord Brahma, that was also done by Yogamaya. It's Yogamaya. It's not a Mahamaya situation. It's a Yogamaya situation, and the reason being that the residents of Vrindavan were wishing that Krishna could spend time with them the way he spends time at Mother Yashoda's house. This is something they've always wanted. Yeah, they see him sometimes, but then how would it be like if Krishna was at my house and I was mothering him and I was doing, so Krishna knew that. And that's why he had Lord Brahma put in that kind of bewilderment so that, you know, the calves could go, and he started with the calves, and, you know, who knows what the calves were thinking. The cows were thinking. But the residents in Vrindavan, they were hoping that, I could be a parent too. It would be nice to be a parent of Krishna, at least for a little while. So then this whole stealing of the calves and cows were planned by Krishna in order that they would enjoy that. Yes. Yeah. We use Yogamaya. Yeah. Well, yeah, and then after that pastime, he realized that, and Krishna showed him so many things, finally realized, oh, this is Vishnu himself, and he came down to apologize. But it was done by the will of Krishna. Just like Maharaj Pariksit also leaving, this whole thing about Sringi cursing him would be 7 days, it was also the supreme will of the Lord. It was also from the supreme will of the Lord. So Sringi was not punished in the end. He was excused. Yeah, but the Lord wanted Maharaj Pariksit to return to the spiritual world. And this one was about the Krishna making the plans to fulfill the desires of the residents of Vrindavan who wanted to be, you know, mothering and fathering Krishna also at their homes. You know, so he did that for them to Lord Brahma. Nice point you brought up. Any other comments? You can unmute yourself and ask. Question. Krishna's mercy, Guru's mercy. Okay. Lord Brahma made it all worthwhile, huh? You can hear so much. Alright, are there any last questions or points? If not, then I'd like to thank you very much for coming in for this class. We enjoy Lord Brahma's position and his realizations and his, you know, meditations from that. we all can get enthused about it, and then from that, you know, improve our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpataruvrishya Vipanasanivivacha Hare Krishna Bhaktadevi Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Vaishnav Thakur Ki Hare Krishna Jai Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy, Jai Hare Krishna.